The Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Fighting for America.
U.S. District Magistrate Judge Candy Dale now ruling the state must begin issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
This court has taken upon itself a radical attempt to redefine marriage.
Fighting for Idaho.
The first person I called was my mom, and she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby.
The United States Supreme Court is going to have to answer this question.
It is a good day.
They move to a place, they infest it like vermin, they change it, and then they destroy it, and then they move on and do it to the next place.
Fighting for you.
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
I don't want to get in trouble.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning here. Primary day eve at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up on the program today, we will speak with Harley Brown. We'll get his thoughts on his instant fame. I don't know if he had a chance to catch Hardball the other night, but there he was, Idaho's Harley Brown on Hardball. And a lot of people are saying that this made the Gem State look bad, and people are ripping Mr. Brown. People are ripping the governor. People are ripping a lot of people. Well, I would tell you this, quite simply and quite frankly, I would say that Harley Brown took advantage of the system, that Harley Brown took advantage of, well, the rules from Idaho Public Television. And people can rip Channel 7 all they want, but the bottom line here is that Channel 7 decided to have some standards. Channel 7 decided to say to themselves, look, we're not going to put Walt Bayes on, Walt from Emmett. We're not going to put Harley Brown on. And a lot of people wonder who and what Harley's about. We will have him on today at 7. But the national media decided to make fun of Idaho. And I Facebooked this, and this was picked up by a lot of people after the program. The Today Show decided to make some jabs at us. The Today Show decided that they were going to use this as an example. In fact, it was on the Today Show. It was on Meet the Press. It was on everywhere, the Idaho debate. And Chris Hayes made fun of it as well from MSNBC. And if you missed any of this, we have that sound for you, and I'd like to get to that. When we're talking about the national media making fun of Idaho and being very condescending. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this? And this is what happens when you have a debate. This is what happens when you have folks that decide, well, we're going to let the politicians decide. Sure, the governor is going to say, I don't want a one-on-one with Senator Fulcher. That's in his best interest. That's in his best interest. But you, as a journalistic entity, we have the governor on here. He defended his comments. Very adamantly defended his thoughts. But to sit there for public television, to sit back and say that, well, we defend, it was the governor that did this. No, are you public television or are you the arm of the state? So we'll get to that sound from the Today Show. We'll also get from the sound from this MSNBC show where people are, you know, smacking the governor and everything else. You don't have to blame the governor. It was a brilliant political move. It was a bad move by the folks at public television, what we actually pay for, which is sad indeed. Again, phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. There's another major scandal that we'll get to in a minute involving the Veterans Affairs. Let's take a listen.
President Obama is madder than hell about allegations of deaths due to treatment delays at veterans hospitals.
Nobody is more outraged about this problem right now than the President of the United States.
White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough telling CBS has faced the nation. The administration will get to the bottom of what happened and ensure it never happens again. American Legion National Commander Dan Dellinger wants Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki to resign.
I feel that cultural change is necessary.
The House votes this week on a proposal giving the secretary more leeway to fire and demote hospital administrators. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
So there we have the administration shortchanging the veterans, shortchanging the people that have fought for us, and Jake Tapper telling one of them, how many people, telling one of the folks from the administration, how many people have to die before we actually do something? So we'll have more on that in a minute. Let's get to the Today Show, and I'd like to get your reaction here at 580KIDO.
All right, so political debates can be pretty dry, unless it's a political debate involving the Republican candidates for governor in Idaho. Earlier this week, things got a little out of hand when two fringe contenders from ZZ Top stole the show.
I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks. It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
I don't care about political correctness. If I am correct, that's the end of it. But I honestly think half of the Republican Party is Democrats and half of the Democratic Party is communists.
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Oh, it will be this weekend. So there you have Tamron Hall, Natalie Morales, Matt Lauer, Al Roker. You'd think they'd have better things to do. But no, this was their big bit. Let's hear what they have to say about the people of Idaho.
To a live debate, and after watching this, you can see why the still sitting governor was all too happy to make them part of it, but the TV station didn't take any chances. They actually had a 30-second delay, but I have to give Willie Geist credit. He says, isn't there something awry when a guy has on a leather jacket talking about bondage?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
So weird.
Meanwhile, Cranston just filed to run for governor.
Ha, 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 ha.
He's ready to go.
Exactly.
But he's got it.
Oh, he's shaking hands. That's a baby. We'll vote for
that. That's what's trending today.
There you have it. So the Idaho gubernatorial debate was trending. And lo and behold, I think next time around, we won't have the candidates of Walt. We won't have the political campaigns of Harley around. There'll be some type of criteria. And again, you know, people can blame Governor Otter. The Fulcher campaign is up in arms. But the bottom line here is you're not going to get a break from the incumbent. That's his job, number one. And number two, if you are, you know, what would have been wrong with Idaho Public Television just saying no, it would have saved us some embarrassment. By the way, if you get a chance, we'd urge you to go to our website, 580kido.com. And I know you're saying, Kevin, you always urge us to go to the website. Well, it's our way of staying in touch with you when we're not around. When we're not around, when we're not here. And the reason why I want to say this is we've got an interview with Harley. It's about 6 minutes, so you get all the Harleyisms within 6 minutes. It is something that you should check out. By the way, let's take a look at some of the more poignant reaction from our friends at MSNBC.
There are big Decision 2014 races going on in the Mountain West this year and tonight. We want to catch you up on the race heating up in the land of Napoleon Dynamite. Welcome to the Idaho debates, where longtime Republican Governor Clement Leroy Butch Otter is trying to hold off a primary challenge from his right flank. See, Republican State Senator Russ Fulcher is trying to run old Governor Butch out of town on account of him getting a little too cozy with the Obamacare. Governor Otter, realizing the seriousness of the threat on his right, agreed to just one debate before next Tuesday's vote. It was held last night. It was also engineered that debate to feature some other more colorful candidates.
Mr. Brown, you've posted bigoted jokes on your website skewering women and gays and Jews and Asians and Polish people like
and
me.
And bikers and Irishmen, too.
And Irishmen, too. How is that sort of disrespect for people going to allow you to govern?
A substantial portion of my political campaign is campaigning against political correctness. It's a lot of the working class. Oh, by the way, when you did your introduction, I wanted the fact that I was the president of the Bombers Motorcycle Club and that I was a long-haul truck driver, okay? I wanted to get the low-range stuff, not just the high stuff, engineer and all that, but like a Fuller 9-speed transmission. They got the granny low and go all the way up to overdrive.
Harley Brown bills himself as a former stand-up comic and stag party master of ceremonies, and somehow he found his way onto the debate stage with the governor and his dead serious challenger, Senator Fulcher. In the clip we just heard, the moderator was asking Harley Brown about the list of Harleyisms on his website. A Harleyism is what Brown describes as a unique compilation of American blue-collar attitudes, political philosophy, and non-politically correct humor to both edify and entertain you. Actually, Harleyisms are just a bunch of racist and sexist jokes. But Harley says it's all good.
Those Harleyisms that I called had a lot of warning on there. You know, you might find this offensive, but I hit everybody, Jews, Polish people, Irish, Italians, religious jokes and black jokes. And by the way, my wife screened that, and we took the real hardcore zingers out. So in case I get any flack from people like you, note that.
So Chris Hayes goes on and on to skewer the state of Idaho, to skewer folks. And as I said, sometimes, and maybe the folks, the neophytes at Idaho Public Television, don't understand that they are representing the state, that you can, in fact, have some of these issues that impact the entire society. We would have been better off if we had not had this debate. So, again, you have the liberal New York elites that have nothing better to do coming after Idaho.
You're mild. I can fire that back and attack attackers. I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks. It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl. And I'm proud of it, and I'm going for it, and I'm going for the vote of the real people out there, not these bondage type people who don't have a clue about picking up strangers at night and hauling them God knows where.
But wait, there's more. Turns out Harley Brown wasn't the only non-traditional candidate Butch Otter managed to cram onto the stage.
Mr. Bass, you've said you're running because you have a platform. This gives you a platform to talk about your views on abortion. If lightning struck and you were elected governor, could you do the job?
Well, back when they told me that we couldn't homeschool, I prayed about it. I stood on my hind legs like a man. I told them what I thought of them, and the television would talk to me for 30 minutes.
Hind legs?
An hour, and well, what would you do if they came out to take your kids? Well, I'd shoot them. What else would you do?
Walt Bayes is running as a Republican on the anti-abortion platform, and we know that the Governor Otter engineered his appearance on the debate stage thanks to reporting from the Idaho Statesman. Also, Bayes admitted as much during the debate.
Butch, I'd like to thank you for making it possible for me to be here tonight.
You're welcome.
He kind of insisted that me and this other unnormal person could be here tonight.
Just an incredible feat of political skill by Idaho's sitting governor. We ran the numbers down to the All-In Stats office. It turns out that during last night's debate, the one and only Republican primary debate, Russ Fulcher, Otter's biggest threat, had by far the least talk time when compared to Governor Otter and the combined frontier gibberish coming from Harley Brown. And
combined frontier gibberish? Gene and Cuna, you're on with Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene. Hello, Gene. Gene? All right, Gene, thanks for the call. Let's do this. Let's reload here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. As the debate continues to get national attention, everybody yuck-yucking it about it over the weekend, making the Republican Party look bad, making the state of Idaho look bad. Sometimes you just have to say no, and I wish Idaho Public Television would have made the same statement that I'm saying. Just say no. But again, they keep telling themselves that they did a good job. I don't see how. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
I'd like to make
the Department of Wealth and Healthcare. I say again, Department of Wealth and Healthcare. Wonder what fell on them, okay? They steal our, they kidnap our kids without due process of law. I got a federal lawsuit in the wings, and I'm going to slam them.
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, we'll go into the latest on the Obama veterans scandal. Some damning things coming out about the Veterans Administration. We'll talk about that. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Back to the review and commentary concerning the mainstream media attacking Idaho. Some people are blaming Harley Brown. Some people are blaming Walt from Emmett. Some people are blaming Idaho Public Television. Others blame the governor. I blame public television. We go to Gene in Cuna at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. Sorry about the debacle.
Oh, it happens.
My phone wasn't wanting to cooperate. I've just really got a couple of comments and a question. One, I believe that our beloved Governor Otter, you know, I love the man. I've known him for years. And I think maybe he's just been in politics a little too long, maybe. Sometimes the masses seem to cloud one's eyes at some point. You know, Obamacare, we really didn't need that here. I know Bush got a little bit too cozy with that. But sometimes, in all due respect to him, maybe you've got to cozy up to the devil, so to speak, to kind of get your point, your views across, and maybe to do something a little better for the Idahoans. On my question, you know, Harley Brown, I'm Jewish, and Harley, I call him Harley the Clown because I find that some of the things that he's said on his website and on a blog and that is very offensive to me and my race, so to speak. But is this what we have to look for in a gubernatorial candidate? I'm really concerned about this, Kevin. I would have expected something a little more down to earth from this guy. I really would have. But maybe you can explain that to me. I just don't know.
Well, look, it was in Harley's defense, and by no means do we endorse his comments concerning people of all religions or ethnicity. His defense is he's an equal opportunity defender. And really, I will tell you, and I'm making no offense with the Idaho Press Corps, the League of Women Voters, Idaho Public Television. But in reality, this is an embarrassment to them. If there's an adult running Idaho Public Television, if there's somebody with a brain, and I believe Dan Popke has one, and Betsy Russell as well, they were embarrassed to be a part of this. It would have been much better off to say, no debate, but public television gets full of themselves. They're public television. We've got to have this debate. And their defense was, well, Governor Otter said, I didn't know that Governor Otter ran Idaho Public Television. You just say, okay, then no debate. Then you do what Channel 7 did, which they had the guts, the intestinal fortitude to say, no debate then.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something,
and that becomes wrong. And Gene, then that becomes the story. And that becomes the story, so.
Exactly, but. Do you remember Mitt Romney when he was running for president? And there was a big old, or maybe it wasn't Mitt, it was one of the others, that there was a big old bunch of bashing going on back and forth on the stage. And the one candidate said, why can't we just get along? What's the problem with just trying to get along and fix the country? And there was a lot of truth in that statement.
Well, the problem is, and Gene, I'll tell you, Dave Burnett touched on this. He goes, the donkeys and the elephants. It's not really the donkeys and the elephants. It's that the Democrats refuse to look at Benghazi, Fast and Furious, Obamacare, because that's their interest. And I don't know if the Republicans would be that loyal to a Republican president, as loyal as the Democrats are to President Obama. So they obfuscate, they get in the way, and then it gums up the process.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Kevin. Listen, I've taken up too much of your time already. You have a blessed day, my brother.
Gene, always a highlight to hear from you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Our great friend, the hardworking Gene in Cuna. Let's hear more of, of Chris Hayes ripping Idaho.
Brown and Walt Bays. So a bit of dirty pool on the part of the governor, which is why we've decided not to air even one more second of that nonsense. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that incorrectly.
Mr. Brown, your closing remarks.
Well, this has been a great honor. Let me finish that story, okay? After God told me he was going to make me president, I went out and got the presidential seal tattooed right here on my shoulder. And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my ex-wife had given me trumped up some restraining orders. Like, one day this bishop from Africa comes over. He says, I am a prophet of the Most High God. And in that office, I hear authenticate that God told you that. I says, yeah, you mind putting that in writing? He said, sure. And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
And so last night, Idaho Governor Butch Otter did a dastardly feat of political evil genius. An awful thing to do to Idaho primary voters, and an excellent thing to do for fans of ridiculous.
There we have it. Let's blame Governor Otter. Once again, though, let's go back to the Today Show.
All right, so political debates can be pretty dry unless it's a political debate involving the Republican candidates for governor in Idaho. Earlier this week, things got a little out of hand when two fringe contenders from ZZ Top stole the show.
I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks. It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
I don't care about political correctness. If I am correct, that's the end of it. But I honestly think half of the Republican Party is Democrats and half of the Democratic Party is communists.
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
That is not an SNL skit, by the way. Actual actual live debate. And after watching this, you can see why the still sitting governor was all too happy to make them part of it. But the TV station didn't take any chances. They actually had a 30-second delay. But I have to give Willie Geist credit. He says, isn't there something awry when a guy has on a leather jacket talking about bondage?
Yeah.
And he's like, so weird.
Meanwhile, Cranston just filed to run for governor. He's ready to go.
Exactly.
He's shaking hands with his baby.
We'll vote. We vote for you.
Exactly.
That's my vote.
That's what's trending today.
There we have it, the Today Show. So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you blame Governor Otter? Do you blame Idaho Public Television? Or do you just say, Kevin, this is why we're going to have a record low voter turnout tomorrow? Plus, the latest Veterans Administration scandal. Why aren't we taking care of our veterans? We'll talk about that now. Between now and 7 o'clock, you're listening to Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Nobody is more outraged about this problem right now than the President of the United States.
Decent care for our veterans is among the most solemn obligation a nation incurs. And we will be judged by God and history by how well we discharge ours.
There we have it, the latest fallout concerning the Veterans Administration. Good morning, Kevin Miller. Here at 580-KIDO, we'll get to that in a minute, give you the latest details on that, and troubling how the Obama administration has treated our nation's heroes. Plus, coming up, Lawrence Denny will join us. Coming up, Harley Brown will join us. And if you can't miss the Harley Brown interview, we have a six-and-a-half-minute video complete with nonverbals at 580kido.com. Harley Brown Uncensored with Kevin Miller. It is worth the look, worth the listen, worth the view, and share it with all your friends. We'd love to have that thing go viral. It is truly something. Speaking of Harley Brown, well, I'm probably one of the five people in the Treasure Valley that watched Hardball, and having used to have been a contributor to that program and have appeared with Chris Matthews on a semi-regular basis before I came to Idaho. I'm always interested what's going on with that show. Now, Harley Brown told us that he was going to be on Hardball, and this is what happened.
For governor out in Idaho, received national attention this week after a couple of lesser-known candidates stole the show and turned the forum into a viral sensation. It's ample proof that in this country, anyone can run for political office and make some noise. The four candidates on stage that night included incumbent Governor Butch Otter and his challenger, State Senator Russ Fulcher. But then there were the anti-abortion advocate, Walt Bays, and the man who proved to be the main attraction, Harley Brown. Yes, Harley has been his legal first name since 1996, and as that name suggests, Brown's the leader of a local biker club. Here are just some of his notable one-liners from that debate.
Don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not. As it says in my motorcycle club, hey, diddle, diddle, right up the middle. That's my style. We bikers. Discrimination? The cops, we are cop magnets, like a Playboy bunny wearing a miniskirt gets hit on all the time. They pull us over without probable cause. I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks. It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Well, we figured we'd change the pace a little bit this week, this Friday evening. So joining us right now for his national television debut is the man himself, Harley Brown. Mr. Brown, thank you. Here's your chance to sound off. I want to know what you don't like about this country, what you'd like to fix if you do get elected president, which I understand is your ultimate goal.
By the way, you're listening to Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO, and it is amazing just how big this event has gotten. People say that Harley Brown isn't serious. Look, Harley Brown is smart. He has taken over the process. And you say, well, Kevin, are you giving him so much airtime? Because quite frankly, he's got people buzzing. Because quite frankly, this is what people are talking about. Not in a positive light for the state of Idaho, but clearly something worth the minutes of discussion.
My daddy and his generation won World War II and gave us a free world. And us baby boomers, man, we had the best motorcycles, the best cars, the best cartoons, the best TV shows, and by far the best music. Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king. But we got the national debt wound up into the stratosphere, $17 trillion. My grandson was born a couple months ago, and his share of it is $55,000.
So what would you
like
cut
that.
Out?
In
what
fact,
would you cut
I hate
out?
It.
Okay, you're president of the United States tomorrow morning. You're sworn in. What are you going to get rid of? What government programs are you going to get rid of?
The commies. Okay, I'll tell you, man. Two-thirds of the federal government is for social programs, okay? And where in the Constitution does it say we have to give all this money out to everybody, provide health care for everybody, and do, I would give a scientific wild-ass guess that 90% of what the feds do is as unconstitutional as the Communist Manifesto. Where does it say we got to have a Department of Labor, a Department of Education, a Department of Energy, and even two of my favorites, the VA and NASA, but the end run around that is put them under the Air Force and keep them going. But do it under the War Department, which is authorized in Article 1, Section 8, is a function
where,
that we the people and the states who created.
Where's the Air Force in the Constitution?
That's under the Army Air Corps.
No,
in 1947,
the Army Air Corps. 1789, the Constitution. Where was the Air Force? You want it
all right.
Literal.
All right. Put it back under the Army Air Corps, man. The B-17s who really worked over Nazi Germany. Yeah, I wouldn't mind having the Army Air Corps again.
What do you make
but
of the Constitutional
Appearance?
What do you make of the language?
And that's a term, a technique that Chris Matthews uses with any candidate he deems unworthy, asks them specific, legitimate, hard-hitting questions, and then listens for the answers. We go to Jerry in Nampa at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. You know, I moved from Washington to Idaho, not to change Idaho, but take part in what's best about it. And hopefully, if there's some issues out there that we need to deal with, like Obamacare and Common Core and stuff like that, help fix that. So anyway, I'm hopefully more of an Idahoan than half the Idahoans by now. But the way I would have liked to have seen this thing play out with this public television and this career politician that we have as governor right now, I have to admit he's better than the one from where I came from, but not by much. And what should have, what I'm going to take a little different take on this. I voted for Russ Folger, but I blame him a little bit for this. I think he should have stood down and told the governor, look, you want to get up there and frame yourself with a couple of idiots, do it by yourself, but I'm not going to help in this fiasco. I'm going to rise above it, and, you know, there can be three idiots up there then, but I'm not going to be part of it.
Well, somebody should have said no. That would have been interesting to see if...
It could have been Rush.
It would have been interesting to see if public television would have gone through with the debate.
Yeah, good point.
Because, again, public television now, they're patting themselves that they did a good job, and then they say that they were victims. Look, the governor doesn't run public television. If the governor says he's not going to debate without these guys, which has been his pattern for quite some time, then you go, well, and Channel 7, look, Channel 7's not perfect, but they said, okay, then no debate. And, you know, maybe the Fulcher campaign thought of that. I hadn't thought of that, but no debate. And if the governor wanted to debate Walt and, you know, Harley, then so be it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, get up there and be a carny with the rest of them. But the serious guy is going to stand by and wait for you to do it man on man, not two men and two idiots.
Well, it is troubling the way the national press is to smack us around on this.
Well, Ed Schultz and people like Ed Schultz and Chris Matthews and Katie Couric and every one of them are all out there. That's all they do is pat themselves on the back. That's why they have a big press club meeting every year. They have it's kind of like the Academy Awards. They all get up there and tell each other how great they are, but it has absolutely zero to negative effect on the rest of the country. But this is part and parcel of it. I hope the people of Idaho like the way their tax dollars are being spent on this idiot public television. I never watch or listen to this stuff anymore myself. I suppose I should. That would have been a waste of my time.
Well, Jerry, here's what I'd like to take a look at, and you hit the nail on the head. You know, I don't think that public television, I don't think the League of Women Voters, and I don't think the Idaho Press Club has any credibility anymore.
No. Well, yeah.
We argue what they had to begin with, but they have zero credibility.
I totally agree. I got to hand it for us for standing up there, but on the other hand, I wouldn't have faulted him if he just said, you know what, you want to have a circus, have it on your time, but I'm going to go out and seriously campaign.
Jerry, welcome to Idaho. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. 7:49, Kevin Miller in the morning. Much more coming up next. 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
For Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
In the Constitution, in the preamble that says we should promote in the government the domestic wealth, the public welfare of the country. What did they mean by promote the public welfare? You said it's not in the Constitution.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
That word welfare has been contorted out of shape, and the liberals interpret it as giving money out to everybody who needs it or wants it, and that's not the way the original
intent was. You mean the way you contorted Army?
Okay?
The way you contorted Army out of shape to include an Air Force?
A few things changed in the late 40s. Ever since World War II, this country, like all these pissant little wars we've had, starting with Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf. You know, you declare war and you wipe out your enemies.
There you have it. Harley Brown from Hardball with Chris Matthews. Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. The fallout continues over the gubernatorial debate. We go to John and Wilder. Good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, John.
Good morning, Kevin. Top of the day to you, sir.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to thank you and your station for KIDO for putting that debate on your website.
Well, you're quite welcome.
I was able to watch that on your website by skipping through the sideshow and listening to the real meat of the matter, where, frankly, I think Butch got his clock coined, but that's my opinion. But as far as... holding somebody responsible for this, I have to look at our election laws. If you want to run for governor in the state of Idaho, when you file for candidacy or your declaration of candidacy, you can do it one of two ways. You can either pay a $300 filing fee, or you can collect the signatures of 1,000 registered voters of the state. And of course, depending on what office you're running for and how you file, determines the filing fee or the number of signatures that you need. And that's only if you run for one in, as a candidate in one of the four recognized parties, which is Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Constitutionalist. If you file as an independent, you can't buy a box on the ballot. You can only get there by submitting signatures. And I kind of hold our legislators responsible for this in the sense that I don't think anybody should be able to buy a box on a ballot. If you're going to be a serious candidate for public office, then you need to have a certain amount of support or organization to get your name on the ballot. I know when I ran for office, I bought a box on the ballot. That's neither here nor there, but this debate on public television, that was just, it's embarrassing to even call it a debate. It was more like a three-ring circus minus everything but the clowns.
I would agree with you, John. John, thank you for the nice comments on the call.
You bet. Jimmy, keep up the good work, will you? I really appreciate your program.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
You too, sir, and thank you.
All right, 6:58 coming up next. Harley Brown will join us. That's right, Harley Brown Uncensored. We want to make sure that we get everybody equal time on this program. We Friday? We had Walt. We had the governor. Coming up today, it'll be Harley, and it'll be the senator. Senator Fulcher will join us as well. Let's get you to work. You know, 6:59, 44 degrees in Boise. Kevin Miller in the morning. We've talked about him. Now we talk to him. Harley Brown joins us. Lawrence Denny joins us. Russ Fulcher and you, as we get ready for the big primary. Are you pumped? Much, much more coming up. Stay with us. 580 KIDO.
Serving Emmett.